You are welcome to Faith to Faith broadcast with Pastor T.B. Peters. Enjoy the dynamic teaching, preaching, and miracle ministry of Pastor T.B. Peters, the president and pioneer of Renaissance Assembly. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Get ready for transformations.
Zupretuna asile rodobos celebrados. Zira batenos. Zeprene ketune bredus alabrande lusk. Zepreto rapetune. Zepreno masele tenemos. Zepreto silabate. Zupreti angrediga zatolebosia. Bretosiaros. Bretuna maselerosia. Sike pletona marosia. Robetona ma anglediga zopretona barosia. Zene meketura ba andezilerus. Rebetina amanto, rebetina acretusa, pretina copretuna maso, zepretola barosie, bretonama cateleros, zipretonama, rebeketinama copretelos, zepleto meledosie, rebeketina marosie, zepleto lebrotosia, zepletona marobesi, zipre zuketeleros, bretila batolebosia, rebetena silebatos, rematole bretonaros. Rebetina gadonse, brenonosi, petona maradadasia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It will not only flow consistently, but it will flow to you. You will not be hearing about what is happening in the other place. You'll be telling the story of what's happening in your place. It will not only flow consistently, it will now always be flowing to you. Amen. This gathering this evening is not just a gathering of people that love the Lord. It is a time of distribution, allotments of inheritances. You will say when we are done, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yay! I have a goodly heritage. It fell for me exactly how I wanted it. The lines have fallen to you in pleasant places. Glory to God. You know, there are times where as kids, if you had siblings and your parents shared something, maybe cakes or whatever, and you might not like how they shared it. Right? My own is small. Amen. But this sharing, it will favor you. It will favor you. You will like how it was shared. Praise the Lord. We came here to share inheritance. And everyone is living here with his portion. Everyone is living here with his portion. Everyone is living here with her portion. Lift your voice and say, I'm living here with my portion. This evening, I just want to open you up to what I've called the tongue of the land. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. I will speak for a very short time. In Isaiah 50 verse 4, read with me. One to go. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the land, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the land. Amen. This is what we call utterance. Everybody say utterance. The tongue of the land. Some of us are where we are because of what we have said and how we said it. The tongue of the land is not the gift for the pastor and the prophet alone. So when a preacher wants to preach, he says, Lord, grant me the tongue of the land. No. Every child of God should function with that. Listen to me. After you leave here, in every transaction of yours, you will function with that tongue of the land. He said, the Lord God had given me. That means God gave it. Hello. God had given me the tongue of the land that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. That was in the Old Testament. You know, one of the things that happens when someone gets born again and receives the Holy Spirit. And if you are here and you've not received the Holy Spirit, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Why is it that when someone receives the Holy Spirit, the first thing the Holy Spirit takes hold of is your tongue? Glory to God. Your tongue. Have you ever thought of that? The tongue. James made us understand that the tongue, though, is the small part of the body, but just like how the hem of a sheep is small but moves the entire sheep, that's how your tongue is small, but it can move your entire destiny. Utterance means that it's not just that the Holy Ghost has your tongue, but he has empowered it. Glory to God. I believe it was in Luke 22 verse 15 or thereabouts. Hallelujah. I love how the scripture puts it. If I can just give you these two scriptures and then I'm done. Hallelujah. Verse 15. Sorry, 21:15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom. Glory to God. Luke 21:15. I will give you what? A mouth and what? And wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. What kind of mouth is that? May someone go out with that kind of mouth and wisdom. A mouth and a wisdom that my adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. We call it utterance. Life is easier when a man has utterance. The supernatural becomes real to you. Job said, how forceful are the right words? Job 6:25. The right words. That means that in every situation, when you speak, the door will have to open. Because in your mouth, the right keys are always there. You didn't hear me well. Have you not heard the scripture that says that the mouth of a fool calls for strokes? Anytime he talks, they will slap him. But there is a tongue of the land that anytime you speak, it's like you have a hold of the situation. I've shared the story several times in our services about how just a statement saved our lives or turned the situation around. Hello? You know, Jesus would have been killed before he was killed. Amen. But in several situations, there was a right answer. I don't like the way you're answering me. I said there was a right answer. I believe it was in Luke 2. The scripture talked about one of the powerful things about Jesus. They were amazed at Jesus about his understanding and his answers. Hello? Put it up, either 15 or 16. They were amazed at the understanding of Jesus and his answers. I pray for everyone as you leave convention, they will be amazed at your understanding and your answers. Glory to God. Glory to God. His understanding and his answers. Glory to God. Do you know that an answer, I've shared the testimony, I want to just share it again. Years ago, as I'm thinking now, like three of the testimonies have popped up, so let me take the one after the other. Let me share the one that had to do with immigration. Praise the Lord. Maybe let me share the one that had to do with gun. That was life-threatening. That was way back, university days. Bread has done something to me in this life. Bread. I love bread like Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, I was going to buy bread. We returned from fellowship late at night. And I thought my roommate would have bought the bread. When I got there, he wasn't even in the room. So we started going back. This was maybe 12 midnight or thereabout. And there's only one place you will see bread. With those guys, you know, those malams. And I was walking down there. But something in my spirit, I didn't hear a voice, nothing. It just dropped in my heart to offload all the cash I was with. So I just took them out of my pocket, dropped it, and took only the note that would buy the bread. I was not thinking anything in my head. As I stepped out of the premises, walking, it was a dark place, two guys just jumped out. And they had a touchlight on my face, and all I heard them say was, "Lie down." It happened so fast. There was no time to think. You see, when there is no time to think, the utterance will come out. Because, are you with me? One of the things God does for us is that before the problem, the word you will speak will already be in your spirit. Are you listening to me? So this evening, you will live here with answers. Some of the answers, you don't need them this year. But sometime in 2026, you will need it. But it was dropped in your spirit today. Are you listening to me? All right. That's the scripture. So, I'll come back to this. The moment they jumped out, and I saw that the guy had a gun. And he said, "Lie down!" I looked at the floor. It rained that day, just like today. And the floor was wet. It's not a thought. I was not trying to be man of God. Hello. I was not trying to exercise faith. It just came out. I cannot lie down. Then the other one said, "What did he say?" In pidgin English. Then he told him, two of them are in front of me, but they're telling themselves. Then the other one said, "He say, he no go lie down." Then the one with the touch told the one with the gun, "Waste time." You know, sometimes those kind of instructions, people don't even think before they act on them. But while that was going on, I just looked at both of them. I couldn't see the face of the one because the touch was right in my face. So I said, "Oh, you people are vigilante." They said, "Yes." I said, "Good job." And I continued going. So the one with the light asked the one with the gun, "Why are you allowing him go? I'm hearing them, but I'm going." He said, "Since it is will be vigilante, what do I say? Will be vigilante." That utterance. Are you listening to me? I passed. I went to look for the bread. I didn't even find the bread. Now, but there's no other way. I have to come back that same way. And I came back. Now I wasn't praying in tongues already. So I was coming back, and then they now said, because I said, "Well done." I had to go buy bread. And that's how I left. So on my way back, they said, "You see the bread?" I said, "No." I gave them thumbs up again. They robbed other people. They didn't rob me. What came out of my mouth was, you are vigilante. It's not from my head, though. No. It disarmed them. When utterance comes, it disarms things. The second one was immigration some years ago. Some of us don't really always need to use our Nigerian passport. So sometimes we don't remember that it has expired. Amen. So I found myself in that kind of situation. I'm quite thorough about traveling because I travel a lot. But on this journey, I went through Lagos. And it was at the airport that I realized my Nigerian passport was expired. This was not a few, just 3, 4, 5 years ago. It was way back. But God had prepared me just as he's preparing you. Amen. While we're all sitting there, I saw a man that had a conflict with immigration guys. And they called their boss. The boss came out like a lion. With words, he devoured the guy. Where I was seated, I was like, that guy is violent. He didn't hit him, but he would have just shot him. I said, this guy is violent. This guy is so violent. I didn't know I was going to meet him. But God allowed me to see his kind of person before I met him. Now we're getting to board. I'm going to the area they're checking us in to go to the boarding gate, the departure lounge or whatever. As we're going in, and I'll give the guy my passport. He scanned it and said, it's expired. I said, no. I looked at it. It was expired. So he said, you are not traveling. That's what he told me. He said, you can't travel. So I said, but I don't need the Nigerian passport where I'm going to. I'm going to my country. Amen. So he said, please, please, please. Then he said, Oga, hey, I said, that man again. The man was coming like, what's happening there? He said, this man's passport is expired and we're telling him. So he said, what is he saying? But because I had seen him, I had an answer. So he called me aside and said, yes, you can travel. I said, okay, I hear that. The answer that came to me was, sir, as an experienced immigration man, you have seen this kind of thing before. What will you advise me to do? He just became weak. He said, me, advise you. I said, yes. He said, I don't know. This kind of thing, you're asking me. All the violence and the aggression just left. Listen, some wives, if you have utterance, your husband will be giving. Amen. Amen. A soft tongue turneth away wrath. The man now said, he was telling his colleagues, this man that is saying we should advise. He said, who are you, sir? And I told him who I was. He said, normally in this kind of situation, so which country are you claiming now? I said, that's why I'm asking for your advice. Because I know what he's going to say. I know what he's going to say. So I said, that's why I'm asking for your advice. He said, okay, give me proof that you are a pastor. I think I had a magazine or so. I brought it out. He said, now you be this on top of this magazine. I said, yes. So, okay. All right, we did not see you pass. Hello? Then he said, I don't know how you enter this country again. Oh. It's when you're coming back, you know. But you see, that utterance that was given me softened him up. Amen. Glory to God. Put up my scripture, Luke 2, verse 47. In Luke 2, 47, it says, and all that heard him, all, not some, all, he's talking about Jesus, all that heard him were what? Astonished at his understanding and answers. When he says something, you know that kind of thing. That's how everybody felt. When Jesus spoke his answers. I pray for someone today that you will function with that grace. It's the tongue of the land. In your office, in your circle, in your family, men will be astonished at your understanding and your answers. Glory to God. Are we together? So he called it the tongue of the land. There are times where people have, you know, there are situations that if that right word is not spoken, the door will not open. Hello? It's not everything you say that is the key, but there's something to say. Pray in tongues for a minute. Melotone nanasus, bretone ketole breto silabrados, zirabande ekletusa, pretona masosia. Receive utterance, le pretona masila rados. I don't know what is the next thing coming your way, but receive utterance for it. Le pretona maradadosia, beruna makatele brotos, zile pretona atesilebros, repetuna breto silebrosia, zeplene petila pratolebos, rebeketona ma kapratosia, zepleno ma kapratos, zopretu kapratea, zerebondo brediga zatelos, rebeketula bratearos, zigada bratona gepretos, zepleto bretonama, zepreto rabataya sileros, beliga zelebrataya, rubaka bredos zilebronos, celebrados, lepreno Macatele brotosia, zemende kelirados, sepreto lebrados, rebeketonama, rabacatoles, ziga brato, lebrondo bretosia, zika pratele, bratona marosi, zobrendo gobletola bratolebosia, zira brato, lepretele gadegadegadegade, zelebrando copretiarosia, patala rosi, zubratonama, gabarada, zeplenoma, gopreto, silegedere, zubratona marodebosia, in Jesus' name. It was the psalmist that said, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Psalm 81 verse 10, he said, open your mouth wide, I'll fill it. That means that when you get to that place, because your mouth has already been filled by the Lord, you will say what you are supposed to say. Because there's utterance you already have. There's a brother some years ago, he's a friend, you know, years back when we all finished uni and we're getting to get jobs and all of that. He was trying to get into one of the those days, the big four, big five, you know, all them, one of those ones, right? Oil companies. And he was fasting and praying. He had suffered before that door opened for him to even be interviewed at that level. But while he was praying one day, the Lord told him that in that interview you're going for, whatever they ask you, answer like this. So he went for the interview. Most of them were white folks. And then there was a black guy there. And they've interviewed several people. But when he came in, the white guy just threw the question at him. He said he knew the answer. But he remembered what the Holy Ghost told him to answer. In his head, he knew the answer. But he had to answer what the Holy Ghost told him to answer. So he answered what the Holy Ghost told him to answer. And they said he should go. They would get back to him. But they went to a sitting lounge. We were just waiting there. The black man came there, looked at him, and said, how did you get the answer? He said, oh. He said, actually, the guys in there, they are tired. They don't want to interview again. So he just asks you a question that you will surely fail. And the question he asks is a situation we are facing in our office right now. And you just give us the solution. Wow. Praise the Lord. So we're going to take you. Hello? Are you with me? That's utterance. This evening, as we open our mouth wide in prayer, he will feel it. Rabakatayarosia. He will feel it. That when you speak, it will be the answer. The right answer. Glory to God. There are two scriptures again I'll show you. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 12. I'll just give some definition on utterance. It says, seeing then that we have such hope, we use what? Great plainness. Utterance means there's great plainness of speech. The person you are speaking to understands what you are saying. Great plainness of speech. Great plainness of speech. A minister that has utterance, when it's the same scripture you are reading. When the minister reads it, you will understand it. Hello? So that's one of the definitions of utterance. God grants you great plainness of speech. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 4. In 2 Corinthians 7 4, it's still talking about utterance in a different way. It says, great is my what? Boldness of speech. So the second thing about utterance is boldness of speech. When you have utterance, there's an audacity. Glory to God. I pray that every interview, everywhere a question will be asked you, as you live here today, you have great plainness of speech and great boldness of speech in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout utterance. Say it again, utterance. Glory to God. You know, listen, this evening, as words are spoken over you, they will rest on you. You will go and discover that the words are still speaking. They are still manifesting over your life. Glory to God. Three powerful things about utterance. Number one is the precision of utterance. Let me say precision. That means it will be, you know, when you say exactly. Have you had someone tell you exactly? That's precision. Your utterance will come with what? Precision. I was in Sweden and I was ministering. And the pastor invited me. And then in the evening session, so he said, minister to my people, minister to them. So I'll stand in front of this person and then I'll begin to give words. The pastor will shout, exactly. He said, I know you don't know these people. He will say, then he'll call this other person. He will bring somebody, say, come, stand here, stand here. And then the person will stand and I'll turn. And the Lord will give me words. He will say, exactly. And he was shouting, exactly. Praise the Lord. That's precision. Precision. When someone has utterance, there's precision of utterance. Exact words. Glory to God. The second thing about utterance is the potency of utterance. I would say potency. The power, the ability it comes with. When it comes with ability. As you live here today, you are going with precision. You are going with potency. Glory to God. Your words will carry power. Years ago, we were joking. And a sister, early days of ministry, that would have been 25 years ago or so. So the sister was to travel. I said, don't travel. Oh, I think we had a meeting. Also. I said, don't travel. We have this meeting. He said, pastor, I have to travel. So jokingly, it was not anything. I just said, if you go, nobody will carry you. That was it. She went to the bus park. She entered the first vehicle. There was some problem. They said, please enter the next one. She entered the next vehicle. They later said they're not going again. She came back and said, nobody carried me. I said, no. I didn't mean you. I was just saying, you understand, which was a joke. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Receive potency. Receive potency. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I will say precision. Say potency. Should I tell you the third one today or tomorrow? Pray in tongues for a moment. Oh, glory to God. Get on the keyboard. Thank you, Jesus. We give you reverence, so arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace as your presence now fills this place. All the glory, all the glory of your presence, of your presence. Reverence. Sick in your body, just place your hand on that part of your body right now. The healing power is at work. Someone with a dislocated shoulder is being healed. The pain just left your shoulder. In the name of Jesus. Someone with a pain in the shoulder, it just left. You are healed. Lift your hands and thank Him. Anointing of God's Spirit will rest upon you in three ways. The first way is the Psalm 23 way. It will anoint your head with oil and your cup will run over. Today, your cup will run over. That was the experience the psalmist in 23 experienced. That when the anointing came upon him, his cup ran over. Call it overflow. Overflow. Someone receives overflow. Someone receive overflow. Someone receive overflow. My cup runneth over. And imagine everybody celebrating. The power of God met me. My cup ran over. My cup is running over. My cup is running over. We thought that's all the anointing could do. Until Psalm 45 showed us another dimension. In Psalm 45 verse 7. Put it up. It says, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. This unction is a lifting unction. It's not a running over. Above your fellows. We were all mates. Suddenly, God has lifted me here. Say above my fellows. Glory to God. Whoa. Wow. Above my fellows. The lifting is for me. He had exalted me above my fellows. Glory to God. I thought the only thing the anointing could do was to give me a running over testimony. But now I am lifted. I am lifted. Above my fellows. Look at what happened to Joseph. He was lifted above his fellows. His brothers, hallelujah. All of them were brothers. He's not even the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth child. But when that thing came upon him, he was exalted above his fellows. He kept seeing in the visions that, hey, the stars and the moon were bowing. The sun, the stars, and the moon were bowing to him. And everybody said, are you crazy? Are you saying that your mother, myself, and your brothers were bowing to him? I didn't say, oh, I'm just sharing my dream. But it came to pass. I speak over someone today. It will come to pass. Hey! This convention, you will enjoy Psalm 23 anointing. You will enjoy Psalm 45 anointing. Glory to God. And when we thought that's all that anybody could experience about the anointing, Psalm 92 shows up. Psalm 92 verse 10 shows up. Another dimension of what the anointing will do in your life in this meeting. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. You know the confusion? Unicorn, how is the horn of unicorn? We don't know. But it means it's so unusual that it's not the normal way. When the Bible talks about your horn, it's talking about your influence, your reputation, your strengths. Hey! In this convention, expect the Psalm 23 grace. Expect the Psalm 45. And expect the Psalm 92. Sit down. The third manifestation of utterance. First one is what? Precision. The second one is what? Potency. The third manifestation of utterance is promptness. Let me say promptness. It was timely, on time. Amen. It was
was on time. Now, yeah. Thank God you said it now. And as you leave here today, may your utterance be with precision. Your utterance will be with potency. And number three, your utterance will be what? Promptness. They will not tell you, you will never hear it, it's too late. I say you will not hear it again, it is too late. No. I say you will not hear it again, it's too late. If you believe it, stand on your feet and shout, glory! While you're still standing, lift your hand everywhere. Receive today. Receive tonight. Komaraba, speak in other tongues for a moment. Komaimne celebrato celebratayaros. Simende pretolabarosia. These are first nights. The Holy Ghost is just welcoming us to an experience of a lifetime. None of us will remain the same. None of us will remain the same. Our lives will never remain the same. The power of God is already here. Men and women that God has settled have gathered. Meshula patanos. Bretona magadele rossi. Barana makatele brodosi. I rebuke sickness in this place. I rebuke disease. Every infection. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let it pass out of that your body now. You spirit of infirmity. Command you to lose your grip over that life. Come out of that body in the name of Jesus. Come out of that body now in Jesus' name. Right now I speak a fix of your body. Let the body be fixed. Let your organs be fixed. Be healed. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic harassment anyone had experienced before today, it comes to an end. You devil of affliction, hear my voice. Suspend your activity in that home. And get out now. In the name of Jesus. Every growth, I command it to dematerialize. In the name of Jesus Christ. From here, your testimonies have started. And nothing will stop the testimonies. I said, and nothing will stop the testimonies. Glory to God. Are you receiving today? When we live here, we're living with a sense of ownership. Have you seen, you can walk into a premises, you know the difference between landlord and the tenant. Sense of ownership. The spirit of dominion will be at work in your life. I want to take a few prayer points and then we close. Protocol, you could help our guest if he has to leave. You could help him. Amen. Glory to God. Let's appreciate GUC. We hope you come again. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
So arise to your rest and be blessed. By our praise, as we glow in your embrace.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been blessed, please reach us via WhatsApp on 0908-499-0878. You can also send us a message on info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more messages, log on to our 24 hours radio platform, radio.faithtofaithonline.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a live transforming experience at Plot 5 Sani Abacha Road, GRA, Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service, 8:30 a.m. Second service, 10:30 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the Church of the Moment and the Church of the Future.